Hi there, Salvador. Thank you for holding, by the way. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, because the business is still fairly new, she is asking for me to apply a new business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad. How about you?
Good. Well, oh, not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. You know, I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website right now. You've got a nice looking website, very detailed, a lot of information. I mean, the one thing that, of course, is a concern is that really it's kind of a digital business card right now. I mean, people have to know already the name of your business. They have to be looking for you and for your website specifically. But what we would do is we would do what's called off-page optimization. All the directories that would talk about your services in your service area, like a website, and then backlink to the website itself. So Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Google Index is almost 70 different destinations and directories. They're all equally important, and it's really the businesses that have the most content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. That's what puts them in the local map, or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. And then, Salvador, you are familiar with that pack result, right? That section of a search result. Yeah, I mean, it is kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, of course, being a new business, that's the power of this particular listing. People will not need to already know the name of your company, but they're going on Google. They're going on Bing. They're looking for HVAC repair or duct cleaning or whatever they might be typing in. As long as it's a service you provide and they're in your service area, your company and your website will be right there. Now, because you are willing to travel, you know, at least for the right job, all the different cities that nearby communities, this would include a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads as well to get you found very quickly, allow us to target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's most profitable for you to be found. Best part about it is the calls come directly to you, so you're not paying per lead. The calls come into you no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. It's just a flat rate. The new business rate makes it even more affordable. You actually save quite a lot. You save 50% every month that you choose to use the service. It is a month-to-month service, so no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service, too, if you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. But as long as you choose to use the service, the reduced rate does stay with you as long as you stay with us. So it's not like an introductory rate that's going to balloon up on you later on. It's really more of like an assistance program just to make it more affordable for young companies. Saving 50% off of $599 brings your rate down to $299.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. That's with the paid Facebook ads as well. And like I said, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's just that flat rate of $299. Now, you'd get a detailed reporting and tracking system so you can see how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're popping up for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each of those searches as well. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
I don't know. I know this answer just came out of nowhere. I mean, sorry, not that answer, the phone call.
Let me send you a link to our pricing page. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I'm sending you now a link to our pricing page, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. We've been around since 2004, so that's over 18 years. My system's being a little bit slow here, but I'm trying to pull up that drop-down box and send you out what is an SMS message, but it works just like a text message. So if you can put me on speakerphone, open that up. At the very top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
All right. I do not see it. Did you send me a text message, you said?
Yeah, I did. I sent, well, it's an SMS for the computer, but it's a text message going to the 6303. I mean, this is a smartphone, right? The 366-0488?
Yeah,
okay.
I think you texted the business phone number, that's why.
And
you're telling me in my...
Well, I've got 6-6-3-0-3-6-6-0-4-8-8. Is that a smartphone?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the number we're speaking on right now. So that's the number that I sent the text out to.
Huh.
Can try to send it again.
Yeah, I don't get it. Maybe it's a random phone call. I don't know.
Well, you should get it in a second here. I know that our system is a little bit slow sending things out this morning, but like I said, we've been around since 2004. That's, you know, for over 18 years. We're a top-rated SEO company. But as soon as you get that, just let me know.
Just another question. Am I going to see the my page in the front of the right away, or how does it work?
So it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, we can't flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls. It is a bit of a process, but, I mean, we are Google Premier partners, so no one can get you on that first page faster than a Google partner. We are going to be doing the content in about 3 or 4 business days for Google and Facebook. They tell us to say 7 to 10 business days for those paid ads. But in my experience, that's usually worst case scenario. It's usually 7 days or less. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, so we definitely have to get your phone ringing quickly, keep it ringing, and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. No, I did want you to check and see if you did get that text message.
I have not.
Huh. My system sent it out for sure. Well, let me see if I can... Because, I mean, I obviously want you to know that the services that we provide and be able to see a few things about our company. So the email address, Salvador, and then RUE at srgmechanical.com, is that a good email address for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me try sending you an email. So this is going to have the reduced pricing on there, and it's going to have a link to the pricing page as well that I sent out to you by text. I might as well just reduce the price on here as I send that out to you. So, I mean, are you doing both residential and commercial work? Do you have a preference of one over the other?
No, we're doing both at the moment right now.
You're doing both, and you kind of like the mix?
Yeah, I mean, I rather much commercial than residential, to be honest.
Oh, you would prefer commercial. Okay, that's fine.
We're doing both at the moment.
I got it. And what we do is very targeted marketing. So we can, with the content that we create, even target kind of more of a commercial audience for you.
Okay.
And then... Tara put in the notes you've got a couple of employees, so you can definitely handle more business, right? Now, as far as your services go, I know that you do quite a bit. Did you have a preference as to, like, the type of work that we send your way, or you just kind of like all of it, the HVAC, the duct cleaning, all of that?
Yeah. We can do it all.
That's good.
I mean, if we got to hire more people, we'll hire more people, you know? That's what we're in the business for.
Absolutely. This is going to help you to grow your business. I mean, being young and already having a website, once we get that website where more people can find it, you'll definitely see the call volume increase. I did send that email out to you, so if you can see it, if it's not in your inbox, check your spam or promotional folder, since I've never reached out to you in the past. But it's coming from P. Gordon at Relevant Ads. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was the Angie Leads, the home advisor profile that Tara attached to. That's a very different service. That's a lead-based service where you pay for every lead.
Right.
Are you using that service? Do you like it? Are you getting jobs out of it?
I just got it actually today.
Oh, you did? So you haven't even gotten any leads yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. So, I mean, it's a very different service, and there is no conflict with something like that. The one thing that I hear a lot of business owners kind of mention is that it is a shared lead system, whether it's, you know, Angie Leads or like Thumbtack, Craftjack Networks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all kind of the same where it's a shared lead system. You get the same lead that gets sent and sold to your competitors. You pay for the same lead, whether you get the job or not. But as long as you're getting some jobs out of it, it might be something you'd want to continue to do. Like I said, there's no direct conflict with that and being listed on the first page of Google. A lot of my clients, though, find once we get their phone ringing that they prefer to scale back on paying for leads. They might keep their leads paused more often or cap their leads at a lower amount. Some of my clients actually do shut their leads off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are listed on that first page of Google. Now, did you receive the email, Salvador, that I sent out to you just now? You did. Okay. So, I mean, there's a lot of information on there. In fact, more information than I was able to send out through the text message. But what I wanted you to see, and you can find it on the email, where it's talking about the packages down, about halfway down, where it says, I wanted you to see the platinum package, the word package is in blue. That's hyperlinked. If you click on that, it goes to the pricing page, which is the link that I was sending out to you. I'm not sure why our system's having issues sending out SMS messages. But that link at the top says, take control of your online presence. So it's the link to our pricing page. It can show you a little bit more about our company and about the services and, of course, about the specific package that we're talking here with the $299. So at the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence. Do you see that?
Let's see. I do not see it. Let's see. Feature homepage, Google Partner, Local Splash.
So if you scroll down a bit, just above that big graphic, the big blue graphic that says new advanced reporting, if you scroll up a little bit from there, it says, I wanted you to see the platinum package. Your actual pricing is below.
Did you say right under or right above?
Right above that big blue graphic. If you scroll up.
Okay,
so if you click on the word package, it's hyperlinked to our pricing page. Okay. We're talking about the platinum package, which is a real cost effective way to cover kind of a bigger service area and, you know, like where you've got densely populated areas as well as, you know, rural areas and you're traveling. That's a great way to target specific areas, cities, zip codes, subdivisions even. So the link that I sent out to you is our pricing page. Like I said, you'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. You can also monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. There's a review tab. You can request reviews or respond to reviews or even have us respond to reviews for you. We would do that for you, no additional cost. If you scroll down, like I said, 18 years of industry experience since 2004, that's a long time for any company and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the first page of the internet, 18 years, 18 and a half years, that's a long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. But if you scroll down about halfway on that particular link, it says Google Ads Partner. It's just above where it says SEO packages. So the Google Ads Partner, the Google Partner Badge, that's our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. It's not just copy and pasted off the internet. You can actually click on that box, click on that colorful Google G, and if you do that, it goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, mm-hmm. You can see that Local Splash is, in fact, a Google partner. Now, that's going to make all the difference in the world for you because Google makes changes to their local pack or map algorithm fairly regularly.
Right.
And when they make those changes, they let us know what directories they want us to create or stop creating. So we'll always be in that conversation to make sure that you've got the right content. So if you scroll down to where it says SEO packages, we're talking about the Platinum package. There are some other bells and whistles, Amazon Alexa, dashboard access, account review requests, and things like that. I mean, there, if it doesn't cost my company anything but time, we can add that to the Platinum package at no additional cost. The Platinum Premier package has $300 worth of paid Google ads. The Ideal package has Google ads and Facebook ads. But you're looking at 50% off the cost of any package here. So for the Platinum package, we're taking $300 off the $599. It's just going to be a flat rate of $299. Every one of our packages have a $299 setup fee normally, and that is to cover the content creation for the SEO. But I did take $200 off of that setup fee, partly because you're a young company, also partly because you've already got that website. We don't have to create a website for you. But you'd be looking at $299 in that first month. There's a one-time setup fee attached to that, so $398. But $299 moving forward as an exact amount. A lot of my clients that have like a lead-based service, they I don't know if they complain about it, but they always will mention that, you know, it varies week to week even. You know, you're getting charged per lead. So, of course, it depends on how many leads you get. It even depends on how much each lead costs. So sometimes a lead-based service like Angie's is hard to budget for. With us, it bills once a month for the exact amount on the exact same day. In this case, it'd be $299 a month. Did you have any other questions, though?
No, not really. I think I explained everything. A lot of information.
You'll get detailed information too on a regular basis, that 24/7 access to your tracking system. Not only does it show you how much work you're getting, it'll also show you the work that we're doing to put you and keep you on that first page. So all of the almost 70 different directories will have their own clickable link and icon. You can see the metrics for the Facebook ads as well. A lot of our clients just answer the phone, and if it's someone who's never called them before, they say, hey, how'd you find me? They say, oh, I saw you on the first page of Google. That's usually enough for some of our clients to know that the service is working. But like I said, you'll get a detailed reporting system. It is, like I said, on a month-to-month basis, completely at will. You can even pause the service seasonally if you want to, but as long as you're happy and using the service, it's just that flat rate, that $299. So being that you're looking to grow your company and get greater visibility for your website, I'm sure this is something you would want for your business, right?
Right. Yeah, definitely. I just paid like $1,000 for Angie's.
Oh yeah, you know, you're not kidding. That service is not cheap, especially for the services that you provide. I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword. When you provide services that, you know, cost the consumer a little bit, you're going to get charged more for those leads. In fact, the more that they think you'll make off of that lead, the more they're going to charge you. But the upside is, that, you know, you're not a hair salon, right? You're not a doggy walker. You don't have to do 15 jobs to break even.
Sounds good.
You know, whether it's with the Angie leads, you know, if you're only getting one job out of six or eight or 10 leads, you might still be profitable enough to keep that service, although every time you pay for a lead, it does come out of your pocket.
Sorry, I'm actually getting a call.
I'm going to put
you on hold for a little bit, all right?
No problem, sure.
But I'm really interested, sorry. This is really important right now.
I understand. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's totally fine.
So, I'm interested. What do we got to do?
Well, it's SRG Mechanical with the LLC. I see there is an LLC, but I guess the branding of your business, my question is, the website doesn't seem to have it with the LLC attached. It's totally a personal preference of yours. Gotcha. Yeah, I always, if anyone ever asks my opinion, I say to leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLCs. So we'll brand it with SRG Mechanical. It does look like the phone number that we are speaking on is the same one that's on your website. So, Salvador, obviously that's a good phone number for your customers to call. And is it also a good number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And then we do have that email off of the website as well. Now, you're going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Both commercial and residential clients will call you directly. We, though, when we contact you, we use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone call.
Phone call?
Phone call will be okay.
I'll put phone down there. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer, right? No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom, or anything like that that you would want us to promote. Mm-hmm. The reason I ask...
Yeah, we're working on getting our shop together, so...
Oh, you are? Okay.
If that ever changes
or when that changes, just let us know. But Google actually does fully expect most service-based businesses to kind of be run from the truck, you know, run from the home. If you don't have an address where customers go, they just list your city and state. In fact, they wouldn't want anyone to drive out to, like, your home address and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. But the Angie Leeds has 313 Brickyard Court. Is that your residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So, yeah, Google definitely doesn't want to list that address online.
Right.
And then, what is your last name, sir?
It's Ruelas, R-U-E-L-A-S.
R-U-E-L-A-S. And then, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we will want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I'll do here, Salvador, because we are Google partners and it's required of us, I'll read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the cost of the service itself as well as the one-time setup fee, et cetera, that it's a fixed flat rate and you can cancel at any time. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Give me just a second here, Salvador, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
It'll be SRG Mechanical.
Perfect, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Salvador, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay, my name is Salvador Rella, and I'm the owner of SRG Mechanical.
And Salvador, as the owner of SRG Mechanical, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Salvador, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Rellis, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are actually able to reach out and contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Salvador, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, like I said, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Facebook page and, of course, the Angie leads. There's no direct conflict there. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps right, even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Salvador, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Ellis, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we make sure that all of your information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. Now, with all of the reductions and the costs that I have applied, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, who would be like my direct contact in case I got to change something for the address?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm actually your account lead on this. I'm going to give you my phone number as well as client support because I'm on the phone a lot. You will have a dedicated team of client support agents who will have access to your account, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you've got a pen handy, I'd like to give you that information now.
Give me just a second. I kind of walk you towards my van.
That's okay. No problem. I'll just continue with the voice verification, but let me know when you've got that pen. So again, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying to both the setup fee as well as the subscription cost, with it being a month-to-month service, the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 20th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month moving forward at a further reduced rate of just $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, did you happen to get that pen?
Hold on, sorry. Forgot about it. Sorry.
That's okay. You'll get the information by email as well. So that email will be sent out to you. Now, we do offer our services on a month-to-month basis, which again means no contract, completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or
right.
if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can do
right.
so by simply contacting our client support team. Salvador, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Salvador, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Rellis, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay. Salvador, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Say MasterCard.
MasterCard. On that particular card...
No, sorry. Sorry. I'll take a... Do you guys take American Express?
We do. We do American Express as well. On the American Express card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
So it'll be both. Or
both?
I guess, yeah, both.
And for you, is it first and last? Any middle initial?
It's first and last. No
okay.
middle initial.
All right. You said it was an American Express card. That should start with the 3. All American Express cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. So it's going to be 3727.
Mm-hmm.
1770.
Okay.
980104.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
1127.
11/2027. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
4525.
4525. So I've got 4525, 4525. I've got 11 or November of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Salvador, was the card itself 3727-177-098-01004?
Yep.
And does that bill at that home address, the 313 Brickyard Court, 60436?
Yes.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, like I said, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now. Okay. So that the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Central Time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute, or actually as soon as my system can reboot itself. It seems like we're having a little bit of an issue with our system being a little slow here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then the other thing that I wanted to do here is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. I can probably get you in. Looks like there's a 3 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, and possibly a 5 o'clock. Takes
today.
About 20, yeah, today if that works out for you.
Yeah, 5 would work.
5 would work? Okay. So we'll schedule it then. We'll schedule it from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. At 4 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 5. And I'm going to send you a calendar invite in just a minute here. Now, it looks like our system, for whatever reason, didn't store that information, so I'm not able to generate that confirmation email. And I apologize for that. But if you don't mind, would you possibly be able to give me that information again as far as the card number? I believe it was November of 2027 for the expiration date, right?
Yep, I believe it.
Okay. My system seems to be working okay now. Did you still have that card with you?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't mind reading that back to me.
It's going to be 3727179801004.
004. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
4525.
4525. That really sounds familiar. If I had to guess, I might have been able to get that right. The other thing I wanted to do would be to set up a security on the account here, security question and answer. Anyone who calls us telling us that they are affiliated with SRG Mechanical, even if it is you and we recognize your voice, we are still going to want to quickly ask you the security question and answer. Anyone who calls you telling you that they are with Local Splash or with Google, first of all, they'll need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, as well as the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Where I was born, yes.
City you were born. And then what is the answer?
North Carolina.
Could you say that again or spell it again?
Oh, can you just put NC?
NC?
Yes.
I'll put NC. I'll put NC as long as you know the answer. So we'll have NC in our system. Needs to be more than 2 letters, it says.
Oh, can you put North Carolina then?
Oh, North Carolina. Okay. All right, I'll put that in our system. And then, let me see here. Trying to multitask and work with my system on different screens here. Appreciate your patience. So you are going to get that confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. When you receive that link, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. And then I also wanted to see if I can give my client interview technician just a little bit of a head start here. Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
Yeah, Monday to Friday from 7 all the way to 5.
Okay, so Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. And then are you currently accepting cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, Cash App?
Yeah, we do pretty much everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Even the city card or all that.
All right, great. So I'll put that in the notes as well. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you? Let's see.
Yes.
You did.
Oh, let me see. Hold on.
It's hard for me to see it on my end. Just because our system is so slow every time I toggle to a different screen. But it looks like, I might have to send it out manually. I'm not sure if the automated system is lagging or not, but I'm going to send it out to you. I'll trigger it here as well. You may end up getting two, but I wanted to make sure that you got that. So our system is sending that email out. Emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes here. And then I'm going to send you also the calendar invite. The calendar invite is going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Again, the calendar invite is really just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to have also your username for your account. When your client dashboard is activated, you'll receive both your username and a default password to access your tracking system. We'll email that out to you as well as text it out to you. You can change the password once you log in if you like. Some people never do change it. On my end, it still shows that the email itself is in processing. So did you, on your end, receive either a text message or?
Nope.
Not yet. So I don't want to keep you on the phone too long here. I know you're quite busy and I appreciate your patience, but you should have in a little bit here, the email that our system sends out. It's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below the email. And then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The click here is going to be hyperlinked. Once you click on that, it's going to take you to the terms and conditions, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. It's going to want you to scroll down at the very bottom. There's going to be a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's going to be a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. And then a longer box below the line will have an arrow pointing towards it, and it's going to want you to type in your first and last name. Okay. It is case sensitive, so the S and the R are capitalized. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears in that box, simply click the confirm signature box below it. That's going to do a few things. It's going to allow us to do the initial NAPW audit, as well as to...
So what do you mean by now putting the capital on what? I didn't really catch that.
Yeah, so I mean it's hard to kind of follow if you don't have it in front of you, and our system is apparently still sending out that email, even though I did try to trigger it manually. I could copy and paste it and send it out to you through my personal email. It's just that our automated system is really slow right now.
Okay.
Let me try to just send it out to you through my email.
I think I just got it.
You did?
Invitation Local Splash? Is that what you told me? But it's a different one.
Well, it sometimes it sends the welcome email as well. they kind of almost get sent out simultaneously, but the welcome email has the client support phone number and all of that information on there. But the one that we want you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice on it. I know our text system is pretty slow as well. So I'm just going to send you an email real quick here. Sending you the email right now. So I'm manually sending that email from my personal email, but you should have that as well, and the link will work just the same way.
Sounds good. All right, what else do we got to do? You think?
Yeah, I know, and I appreciate your patience, but if you can, let's see. All right. I don't want to keep you much longer, and I apologize for...
Is there any way you can call like in 5 minutes? I'll put everything back
to you. No, you're all set. Our technician can walk you through that when we do your client interview today at 5.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So if you open it up, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then the click here takes you to the terms of experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, again, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, it's got the arrow pointing towards it that says sign. You can copy and paste your name or type it in. If you type it in, just capitalize the S and the R, just the space between first and last. So if you copy and paste, be careful to not copy an extra space before or after your name. But once you've got your name in the box, all you have to do is click the confirm signature box below it. That, of course, lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've been reduce the cost of the service as well as the setup fee. It allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Now, if you're seeing when you see that, you don't have to put in a username or password. You can stop right there. Like I said, though, we will send you by text and email your username and password within a day or so after we do your client interview.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Salvador. I appreciate your patience as much as you had to endure that phone call, and I apologize for it. We are fixing our system. Should be fixed within an hour, they're telling me right now, but I appreciate your time, and we look forward to speaking with you. I'll be part of that phone call if I'm between calls. Otherwise, our technician will call you on their own, but I appreciate you, and we'll talk to you in that 5 o'clock hour today.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, too, sir. Thanks a lot, Salvador. Take care. Bye-bye.